Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, man, I had so many questions. How do I record an episode? Where in the world am I going to find background music? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Podbean and all those other places like that to listen? And one of the most important questions I had is, where am I going to find advertisers? The answer to every one of these questions actually has a common denominator, and it's really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free, 100% ridiculously easy to use. I use Anchor to record my podcast, and my podcast is all about how you can live a life full of wellness. It's called Better Call Tyrone by Dr. C. I like it because it's easy for me to record. I can do it on a go. I don't have to be attached to a lot of equipment. I mean, it's just a really good way to get my podcast out there easily. So if you want to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already out there using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. This is the Better Call Tyrone podcast. This is episode number 8. Talk to you today about spiritual wellness. Now, spiritual wellness has many definitions. I'm going to tell you about the definition I believe to be most important for your life. Spiritual wellness is like your core. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, what I want you to do is I want you to think about your back muscles, your lower back muscles. Then I want you to think about your side muscles. And then I want you to think about where they are, what they feel like. Think about your abdominal muscles, where they are, what they feel like, how you would use them. Okay? Now, without your core, there are very few things, very few movements that you can do in a very, very efficient manner. If your core is inefficient, you're going to find that your walking is inefficient. You're going to find that your movements, whether you're walking or running or doing anything else, sitting, standing, transitioning from one to the other, you're going to find them to be very, very inefficient. This is how spiritual wellness is in relation to the rest of the domains of wellness in your life. If you're not spiritually well, you're not well. Okay? You can have a really great, really good time in occupational wellness and have a really bad time in the other domains, right? But when it comes to spiritual wellness, and even still in that example, it's going to catch up with you. But in spiritual wellness, if your anchor is not good spiritually, then you're not in a good position. So it pays to make sure spiritual wellness is functioning on all cylinders in your life. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to use my example of how I go about my spiritual wellness. And I don't mean journaling. I don't mean meditating. These are all extremities of spiritual wellness. Okay. These are all supplements to spiritual wellness. What grounds you? What keeps you going? What keeps you motivated? What is the motivation behind your motivation? What is the emotion behind your motivation? What is the core of who you are? Better yet, what is the core of why you are? Those are questions you need to ask. And the answers to those questions are grounded in spiritual wellness. Now, for me, all those answers are traced back directly to my beliefs, my spiritual beliefs, and I'm rooted in Christian beliefs. So I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior and rules over my life. And all things that I do are in effect to glorify that name, right? And so if there are things that I do that are outside of that, that I feel are outside of that, they're going to clash spiritually with me. And that creates a schism between my actions, my thoughts, and what I believe is the anchor to my life. So that creates tension in all other domains and aspects of wellness for me. So I wrote about this in a previous book that I published about a year or so ago. And the name of that book is signed, You Know Who This Is, A Tale of Letters Inspired by God. Now, before you start to say and think anything, I don't believe to be someone like a Paul in the Bible that was struck down by God, blinded, and then went on to write like a bunch of books in the New Testament or anything like that. I don't have that kind of influence, but I am influenced by God and His Holy Spirit. So I believe in everything that I do. Otherwise, I couldn't do it, right? So I wrote this book as sort of a testament to one of the experiences that I had with my Lord and Savior, where He humbled me and forced me to look at the things that I was doing in my life and question whether or not those things were truly the way He wanted me to do them. And believe you me, that was a humbling experience, because I thought that because of who I was and what I was doing with my life, and because those things are things that typically people that look the way that I look don't do, that I was doing something with my life. And I was sorely mistaken. And He humbled me. And I cried and I argued and fought and fought and fought and finally wrote the book. And it's just an ebook right now, but we're working on a hard copy. But I encourage you to, you know, take insights into what I look into, how I look at spiritual wellness. The book is located on Amazon. You can find it, signed, you know who this is. It's also on my website, tyronecaesar.com/books. I'll put a link in the show notes for you. But check it out. It's $10. You can read it on your Kindle or your iPad. Hope you learned something from it. Just because you're not a Christian doesn't mean you can't. This is Dr. C, signing off.